This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Zippity doodah day here on the DJV program. This program, by the way, if you haven't heard the news, has been voted by roofers and siding contractors as the number one program they want to listen to all across the country. So thanks to the Roofing and Siding Contractors Association for putting the DJV show number one. How about that? We have lots of things to look forward to every day. More and more people listen to this program. Thank you. And we have the creative ability of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And not only creative ability, but they find solutions to problems that we are all challenged by. They're so engaged in what's going on in the world. And here to prove that, Jennifer Horn has an uplifting news, or maybe not so uplifting. Get it, Jennifer?
That's right. I see what you did there. Very, very punny, Dougie. Yeah. Very punny. Well, these stories are not too funny for Lyft. There's actually two stories right now that are causing Lyft to trend. The first is San Bruno, California. It's up in Northern California. And police there arrested a 46-year-old male Lyft driver on suspicion of raping a 25-year-old female passenger this past weekend. The victim reported that she scheduled the ride while she was drunk at a bar in San Mateo, and she passed out in the back seat of the vehicle. The driver, who's been identified as Tanya Colacolo, took the victim to his residence in Tracy, California, without her permission, according to police, where it's alleged that he had non-consensual sex with her. He was arrested, and he was booked into San Mateo County Jail on suspicion of false imprisonment and rape. The investigation is still ongoing in that case. There's another story also trending that's not great for Lyft, and that is a San Francisco woman, all of this happening in Northern California, with a disability, said that Lyft drivers have repeatedly canceled her rides when they pull up and see that she has a service dog. Now, this is against Lyft's policies, but she said that Lyft is not doing enough to stop it. Her name's Talia Lubin. She's a law student at UC Hastings College of Law, and she has type 1 diabetes. And so for more than 5 years, she's had a diabetic medical alert service dog named Astra, who on more than one occasion apparently has saved her life. She said it's hard to describe the closeness between the service dog and herself. She said, we spend every second of every day of our lives together. She explained that during a recent visit to San Francisco, a Lyft driver canceled on her when the driver pulled up and saw the dog, who was wearing a dog vest that said service dog and medical alert. She said it's so painful whenever this happens, and she said it's scary because what she's supposed to do. She's stuck someplace and no one will give her a ride. She said she reported the incident to Lyft's trust and safety team. They paused the driver's account and reminded him of his legal obligations to serve passengers with disabilities and their medical service alert dogs. Lyft has also given her a whopping $5 credit for all of her trouble.
$5 credit?
Uh-huh. Man. Yeah. Oh, she said she's had similar experiences earlier in the month when she called Lyft. She's had this happen a few other times, that they just see her with the dog, and they take
Why
off.
Why didn't she use the Uber? Why didn't she go to Uber?
Maybe she's tried that, too. I don't know.
Yeah. A lot of the same drivers work for both Uber and for Lyft.
Yeah, if they don't want dog hair in their car, I think that's usually, you know.
Yeah.
There's actually a lawsuit, and I didn't realize this. I hadn't heard about it. Lyft and Uber are both the subject of a class action lawsuit because of this process, because of this their policy where these drivers take off, and it's supposed to be an equal access for those with disabilities lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, so speaking of sort of personal things, State of Rhode Island is going to give people who live there the option of identifying themselves on their driver's license with brand X, basically in the gender field. The change will let you, if you're not a male or a female, be an X. The Real ID Act requires the driver's license's ID cards feature the person's gender, but it doesn't provide any guidelines about how gender is defined. Are we in that position today? I guess we are. The governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo, says the move is just basic fairness so that everybody can be treated equally and be recognized by the government for who they are. Is that who you are, or is that what you are? What's the right word? I don't know.
My driver's license doesn't reflect who I am, but it just tells you some basic information that you probably need to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't say, it says you're a female, right? Or the picture would indicate that. Does it even say that? I'm trying to think about my driver's license. I don't think it has a gender on it. Maybe it
has.
Yeah,
it says.
There used to only be two choices, but now in California there are like 13, I think.
Really? 13? What else is it besides male, female?
There's different pronouns that you can pick. There's a cisgender. There's, I don't know, pan, whatever. I don't know, whatever the hell they are. There's like 16 pronouns, 13 pronouns.
But that's just
that you can choose
preference.
In schools.
Why would you know that? Yeah, that's not on your ID. That's somewhere else. I mean,
there are X's on California.
I'm just saying that there's not 13 options on the license. There's no reason to put whether you like men or women or who. There's no room for, like, sexual
preference. It's so confusing.
It
used to just be pretty easy, cut and dry, but now there's a lot of gray area.
Yeah, if that's the case, Miley Cyrus will have to change her identity on her driver's license if it has your
lots
sexual
of gray
preference.
Area.
Victoria, you started to say something?
No, I'm just listening. Kara explained it. Kara explained, I think you guys have everything covered.
Thank you. It's a good thing we do. In a moment, some things going on around the world that we ought to check in on. And that's up next here on the DJV program at 13 past the hour. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, it is 16 at the hour on the DJV program. Tokyo Electric Power, which operates the nuclear power plant at Fukushima, Says they're running out of spaces to store the radioactive water.
Great.
That'll be great. So I remember the big earthquake there. That was, what, 7 years ago, I think? 7, 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And it caused a meltdown of all the reactors at the nuclear power plant there. And that water leaked out into the ocean, and now you still see fish that have two heads and stuff like that. A million tons of water leaked out into the ocean. So now they're trying, they have 1,000 large tanks that they're storing the water in to try to clean it. Over 1 million tons of water, but it's going to reach its capacity in the next couple of years, and they don't know what they're going to do with the water after that. How do you, I mean, I don't even understand how they've contained it. We're talking about the ocean, for God's sake.
Yeah, that seems weird. Did we talk about the Chernobyl vodka?
No.
No. You guys didn't. Oh my gosh! I meant to bring it up probably a few days ago, but there was the very first grain that has been released from the big radiation area of Chernobyl.
Right.
They're
yep.
turning it into vodka called Radioactive.
Oh my gosh!
Hard pass on that one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You.
I mean, I love a martini, but I don't know.
It's a beautiful area. It's not far from
sure.
Kiev. I remember landing there.
You can see with all four of your eyeballs.
Yeah. And how beautiful and lush the farmland is there, but it's been contaminated, and I wouldn't have thought that after just this much time, what was it, 30 years ago or something?
Yeah.
That all that stuff, we'd be plowing that land up and planting rye or whatever it is. How do you make that stuff?
You can make vodka out of anything. You can make it out of grain or potato. This was some sort of grain that they said was the very first that you could actually pull out of that area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel comfortable being the first one. You know, who wants to take a sip of that martini?
No, 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 no. Big typhoon killing 32 people in China. Typhoon is called Likima. The state media there, they don't even give you the direct info. It's like a big hurricane. Typhoons are hurricanes. The Pacific's version of a hurricane. 160-mile-an-hour winds. 5 million people hit by floods and more than 1 million evacuated. So it's the same kind of thing. Near Shanghai, which is China's biggest city. The landslide that happened because of the flooding killed more people than the floods did. Can you imagine that? If you look at some, there's footage that shows people moving around in the area up to their waist in water. Not much. That's not a pleasant thought or an idea. Here's what's happening with our pal Little Fatty in North Korea. They're continuing to fire missiles into the Sea of Japan. North Korea launching several short-range missiles. They said they're going to keep doing it as long as the United States continues to do their war games with South Korea. What happens as a result of these war games?
They do it several times a year, and I guess so. I guess I would need more of an explanation, too, to see exactly why we spend the money to do that.
What are we doing? Other than to thumb your nose at Fatty.
Well, especially because war technology has changed so much that I would imagine the stuff that they're doing right now is probably more to upset Kim Jong-un than it is to actually carry out military missions. I don't know. Right.
Yeah. Politics. There's the first death of a service member in Iraq to report. This fellow assisting the Iraqi security forces. Statement from U.S. Central Command says the service member died while advising and accompanying a mission. What does that mean, advising and accompanying?
Because they have consultants to train Iraqi soldiers, right? I think that's what he was doing.
So who's shooting at the... How did this guy die? I don't see the news that says how he actually died.
I think that's probably classified.
We have no business being Iraq at the hell out. 21 after the hour, here we are on the DJV program. Aren't you glad you're listening?
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Is there is not a sound, a sound.
My son's wedding.
And there's no whiskey.
Tell you that.
Stronger than
he did.
The truth. Good. Reba McEntire. Always been one of my favorites before I even knew that she knew I was close to the lady, young lady my son's going to marry. I just think she's smooth. To celebrate the September release of country music, new documentary by Ken Burns, Woman's Day Magazine talked to three generations of female country music singers who have made a special mark on the industry. It's notoriously tough. We've talked about this a lot on women. It's still a fight every day for us walking on stage and feeling comfortable, says Miranda Lambert. Luckily, female artists have a strong support system, that is each other. Many of us write together. We support each other, says Reba. The camaraderie is special. Ms. McEntire, who's long been an inspiration and kind of a mentor to up-and-coming female artists, And Miranda Lambert, the Academy of Country Music's most awarded artist in history, both finding ways to support today's new crop of country singers like Carly Pearce. Even on social media, we all champion one another, says Miss Pearce. In the article, the three share their unique journeys in this industry, celebrate the sisterhood. It is country music now. Reba says, lots of great women inspired me. Starting with my mother, there's Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Patsy Cline, Barbara Mandrell, Ann Murray, Tammy Wynette, all ladies I look up to, highly respected, watched. Minnie Pearl's another lady I got to meet later on before she passed. Just a huge fan, but also an admirer of their strength and what they gave to society, especially their music. Miranda Lambert says, I go across the spectrum from Tammy Wynette, Patsy Cline, Emmy Lou Harris, that generation. Then I skip ahead to Patti Loveless, Faith Hill, Martina McBride. I've been obsessed with country music all my life, so I've studied all these women. Carly Pearce says Dolly was a huge influence, continues to be that way. I've even worked at Dollywood. I think she's the essence of how you ought to carry yourself as a woman in country. Tammy Wynette, Patsy Cline, Loretta, those were the first ladies I listened to. Then I fell in love with Reba and Faith Hill and Trisha Yearwood and Patti Loveless and Shania Twain, that era of females who were really distinct on the radio. So I'm going through all these names and thinking...
Patti Loveless, I've never heard of.
Oh,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
And they're mentioned
big.
Several times.
I even know who she is, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. She's really good.
Yeah. Hmm. But all these names, so why are women having such a hard time in country music if there are all these women that have been big stars?
There's fantastic women, but for some reason, country radio plays the majority of music. It goes to bro country. It's like Luke Bryan, but Blake Shelton. They're the ones selling the most albums, so country radio follows suit. Got to support female artists.
Is it the fact they play the music and that's what leads to more of their albums selling? That's the way it used to be.
Keep an ear out for some good female artists. I mean, there's a ton of strong ones out there right now. I think the tide is turning quite a bit.
You think? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is too. In fact, we're spending a lot of time talking about it. But there are a lot of good ones there for sure. Kacey Musgraves setting the record straight after an alleged screenshot of her liking Kid Rock's tweet about Taylor Swift and her politics. Over the weekend, Musgraves took to Twitter to clarify her feelings on the matter, tweeting at first that her account had been hacked, and then posting a message saying that the screenshot of her liking the tweet was photoshopped. Kid Rock wrote, "Taylor Swift wants to be a Democrat because she wants to be in movies, period. Looks like she'll suck the doorknob off Hollywood to get there. Oldest move in the book."
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A tragic house fire in Erie, Pennsylvania, the home used as a round-the-clock daycare. 5 little children died in the early Sunday blaze. Here's the Erie PA Fire Chief Guy Santone.
We're able to rescue or pull out the five younger children. Unfortunately, they all passed away.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway is supporting President Trump's retweet of a conspiracy theory about the death of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in his Manhattan jail cell over the weekend. Conway saying on Fox News Sunday, the president wants everything to be investigated. That's how she described Trump's retweet of a post blaming Epstein's death on the Clintons without any evidence. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here we go. 34 at the hour. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here working things over. Lots of things going on. Did you know that there was bullying going on in the acting world? Find out about who got bullied after Victoria brings us up to date. The latest study on marriages and why they go kaputsky.
Yep, exactly. This is a new study from the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy. And they wanted to figure out what the most common reasons are that people get divorced. And it's kind of surprising because we always hear sort of the same things. Money is usually always the number one thing that you think of for why people get divorced. But in this case, 47% of the people who were part of this study said that the number one reason they got divorced was a lack of love or intimacy. And so that they said that core love was lacking in the marriage, and some of the examples had some open-ended responses. There were quotes like, I had no more feelings for him, or he didn't love me anymore after 20 years together, the love died, things like that. So that's the number one thing. People were really more concerned with a lack of love and intimacy than any kind of financial problems, any problems with in-laws, all the other stuff that you traditionally think of as things that can, and they, those things obviously do affect a marriage, but those are the things in the past, whenever you would see a study like this, money would be the number one reason for divorce, in-law problems, differences in how you want to raise your children, things like that. Those were all in there, and that's not on this new list. So number one was lack of love and intimacy. Number two was communication problems. 44% of people in this study said that the root cause of ending their marriage was because of total lack of communication. Number three was lack of sympathy, respect, and trust. Obviously, those are really important things, too. And number four, of the reasons people cited for getting divorced was growing apart. And so open-ended responses from that category had things like, we suddenly became too different in terms of values and attitudes. Another write-in was, we wanted something different with our lives, and we decided to go our separate ways. So now, the researchers putting all this together said it shows that people have a different feeling of what the meaning of marriage is today versus in older generations. And I think that that's probably true, that if people aren't fulfilled in their marriages, they're moving on. Marriage is not, it's something that people are committing to, but also if those criteria are not met, people have no problem just, you know, moving on and putting themselves first and wanting fulfillment.
Huh. What do you think about that?
That
think about it in terms of
all,
your own
actually.
Circumstance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people can overcome a lot if they feel connected or loved. They just kind of figure it out. But if that connection's gone, if they don't feel intimately connected to someone, then I think that people are pretty fast to leave, actually.
Yeah, one of my best friends has said for a while that he thinks kind of the problem with marriage today is that we all expect our partners to be everything, like our best friends and our soulmate, and we want there to be love, but we also want to have all of these things in common, and we want to be able to talk to them, but we also expect, you know, to be on the same page when it comes to money and jobs and all these things, and it's just, it's so much pressure, and the expectation of finding another person who has every single one of those things in common is kind of a lot, and I don't know, it's like if one of those things doesn't work out, then I think it's easier for love to fade. And I would love to find someone that I have all of those things in common with, but I don't know. I'm
but
not
you're
sure
right, though. I think that's
possible.
That's a pretty wise thing, especially coming from a dude.
I know, from a 28-year-old dude.
Yeah, I'm impressed. People go to therapy and don't come out with that kind of clarity on marriage.
Please, please, please.
Oh, Doug, you've got that kind of clarity on marriage?
You'll notice that I'm not married, nor have I been since I was 30 years old.
Right.
That's about as clear as you can get.
Right.
When it comes to clarity. So here's another relationship that was not about marriage, but it was about working together, acting together. I've never quite understood the reason that there was bad blood between Sarah and Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall. They don't like each other. Samantha's now saying, Samantha, that's a, that's the role that she played on the movie and the TV show. Kim Cattrall said that she was bullied into doing the second movie and didn't want to do it. So I guess I would wonder what's going on in her life that she's so successful that she doesn't want to do this, or that you can be so personally motivated by not liking somebody that you don't want to do, you know, make a movie or make some money. I don't get
that
if you're an actress or an actress.
Why should she have to?
She doesn't have to.
Here's the I'm just
wondering.
I think that I'm a huge
fan
of this franchise.
Why at this point she's making a noise about it now?
She's been saying this for years and years and years.
Well,
is not a new thing.
And the reason that it's coming up more and more now is because Sarah Jessica Parker has said that they had that they have a new script for a third movie that everybody liked, but they can't do it without Kim Cattrall. And Kim Cattrall has said, my character Samantha has had cancer, she's had long-term relationships, and she's gone through menopause. What else can this character possibly go through?
Why don't
through?
They just kill her? I would kill her. I would just kill her. Like, get rid of her.
I mean... I guess.
If she's dumb enough to not want to keep riding the train that the other ones want to ride, then they should just kill her off, and then it's over with.
Yeah. I guess they feel like, you know, the integrity of the show is the four of them, and that they wouldn't move forward unless all four of them
They could start
were
it with
together.
A funeral. They could all get back together again going to her funeral.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
There you go.
God, you guys are harsh. Wow.
Well, look, if people are... I think she's an idiot. Because, look, I guess she's all into the creative process, but she's not really burning it up in Hollywood. So if she's dumb enough to not want to take a good-paying job, then knock her out. That's what I would think.
If she doesn't need the money and she doesn't want to do it for the money...
Then kill her.
Normally,
she should be fine.
When
everybody's happy.
She doesn't want to be, then she should be happy... That they're moving
I don't
on.
Know. Samantha as a character had some of the funniest lines in the history of that show. I don't know. There would be a serious vacuum there without her. It would be a big void to fill. I don't think it would work.
Speaking of relationships, you see the pictures that Alex Rodriguez has posted of Jennifer Lopez? How
no.
She... Look, you didn't see... She's got
I mean, I follow
half.
Him on Instagram, but I haven't really been checking it lately. Why? What is it?
I'm just looking at her in a swimsuit.
Oh,
and
geez.
She's, you know.
So that's the story. Okay. Now we know.
50 looks pretty good on her, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess that's the point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got 238,000 likes. Baby, I know sure you've been did. Killing it in Russia, and you got one more show to go. Miss you. I can't wait to see you back at home. So,
wow, this is a very small bikini top.
Who has a hotness overload.
It's barely covering anything there.
Well, and that's why Doug found it.
It's like a shoestring.
Oh, come on. There we go. President Lyndon Johnson. Remember the war on poverty? It's that we're doing, like the Segway Serenade here from something. We back and forth, silly to sublime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people want to know why the war on poverty has not worked. It's like every other government. Remember the war on drugs, the war on this war, the war on that war. I remember when Johnson pledged during the 60s to eliminate poverty in America. And so $25 trillion later, yes, since the 1960s, the United States government has spent $25 trillion in the welfare system, and it has completely failed, hasn't it? We still have people, a lot of people, who are poor. The poverty rate remains unchanged, and all these people that are dependent on government assistance, there are 80, count them, 80 different federal, state, and local welfare programs that are being funded by you and me, the American taxpayer. Again, since the 1960s, $25 trillion. There are 40 million people in America at the moment who are considered poor. If you take the $1 trillion that was spent last year on helping the poor in our government, if we divide that $1 trillion among the 40 million people, each one of them would get $25,000 a year. And if you've got a family of four, that's $100,000. We're spending a lot of money, so why is there no end to poverty?
Handing somebody to somebody doesn't take them out of
it
the mindset.
It discourages work.
Right.
Our program discourages people from working. It even discourages families from staying together. Encourages
well, that's the problem, is
government.
That there are a lot of women who marry the government instead of marrying into a family. There's a lot of men who leave, and then you're left with a culture that's broken like ours is right now.
But, you know, it's also, Karen and I were talking about this actually during the break, because I saw a headline that kind of made me laugh, but it's really not funny, that Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, he had a campaign event in Iowa, and it said it basically 15 people showed up. He needs to get his butt back to New York City, because the divide between the 1% and the absolute poverty-stricken has never been greater since the 80s. That's how bad it is in New York City. No one can afford rent. That, remember the guy, the rent is too damn high? That guy needs to come back. He was right all those years ago, and it's even worse now. And so the divide of the haves and the have-nots, it just keeps growing.
And do you know what brings that up? And this is where I hate to go, aha, but it's the liberal rule. It's the progressive policy in New York and in Los Angeles that's killing the middle class. So the middle class picks up and they leave. They go to New Jersey, or they go to
leaving
Arizona.
New Jersey's the state that everyone left the most last year.
Well,
New Jersey's
might be,
not much better.
So you could, I mean, you would be able to speak better about the East Coast, but I can tell you that the left policy from California has pushed the middle class out, and they go to Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Montana, Colorado. They try to exit the state, and so all that's left are the very rich and the very poor, and that's really a huge issue. And if, you know, forget all the stuff that Trump is talking about on Twitter, this is what he should be talking about. He should say, look at Los Angeles, look at San Francisco. If you want to see what progressive rule will get you, here it is. You know, he's wasting time and treading water going after the Clintons.
There's nobody who will argue with you. I wouldn't argue that at all. I just think that we need a president, however, who can make it feel better to be in whatever situation you're in. The feel better.
Nobody's going to make us feel better. We're so divided. We were divided before Trump. We're going to be even more divided after Trump.
But it's not getting better.
It feels a lot worse.
But there's nobody right now who is going to be able to unite us, unless everybody's too far. I mean, if you listen to
Bill
all
those O'Reilly said he was going to vote, wanted to vote for Biden. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I did not see that, but
I think everybody
has got like these far left policies of the Green New Deal and all that. That's going to cause a revolution. It really will.
The Democrats are trying to find a way to stop another AOC. I thought that was pretty interesting, speaking about politics. It's 47 after the hour on the DJV program.
Insight Daily Radio. Just north of Las Vegas, a real fortune awaits. The unforgiving Great Basin Desert may not seem like an ideal place to strike it rich, but buried beneath the barren landscape is a treasure worth millions. The challenge is knowing how to find it. For three generations, the Audison family has been unearthing some of the most sought-after turquoise in the world. The new INSP docuseries, Turquoise Fever, follows the clan as they battle inhospitable conditions and intense dangers from their base of operations in Tonopah, Nevada. From detonating explosives on treacherous slopes to the pressure of meeting the demands of international buyers, every day is a wild adventure, and there is always a thin line between failure and success. We spoke with brothers Tony and Trenton Audison about turquoise mining and their new series.
The scariest experience that we've had in mining is, we've had a lot of us hurt, injured, rocks falling on us, and some of them could have been lethal, you know, when Ty got whacked with that rock in his leg. That hit him in the head, man. He'd be, that would have been the end of him. But I'd have to say where we truly had to reflect on mortality with life and death when TJ went off that hill in the excavator. At the time, of course, your emotions are going and everybody's like, oh, that's crazy, you know, and he bails out. It's the days afterwards where we're sitting at home and you're talking with your wives, you know, and you start realizing that could have been death.
There's a lot of crazy situations out there. So you tell me the scariest one, I'll tell you the scariest one so far.
Yep.
That's brothers Tony and Trenton Audison on their new docuseries, Turquoise Fever. Turquoise Fever premieres on INSP on Wednesday, August 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern. There's more at turquoisefevertv.com. Insight Daily Radio.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keepers folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Pit time is 53. Say that again, Doug. Tom, do you have something for frogs?
For frogs?
Yeah, yes. What can we do about frogs? I've had a lot of frogs in my throat last couple of weeks. It's been about a month and a half, 2 months without any allergy stuff at all.
Yeah.
And I was surprised because we had so much moisture here for a long time. And now it seems to be coming back a little bit. So we need to put, we'll put the home improvement hat aside, put your doctor hat on. Dr. Tom, what do I do? Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti are the hosts of the Money Pit Home Improvement radio program, heard around the country every weekend. It's a great radio show, and it gets all kinds of action and reaction from people. They have just tips. We all like to know. That's why Tom is here with us every week at this time, because we're getting questions from people who listen to this program. Hey, Tom, can you help me with a tip about this?
Yep.
For example, Aaron has wallpaper in his kitchen and bathroom that's 26 years old. My God.
Okay.
I'd like to get rid of it, but
time to go.
Red taking it all down. Can you paint over wallpaper? Yeah, I guess
you
can.
Well, I mean, you can, but yeah. I mean, you don't want to. First of all, if you paint over wallpaper, you're just putting off the inevitable. It's going to have to come down eventually. And I got to tell you, it makes it a lot harder to take it down when you paint it, because, you know, one of the ways that you take wallpaper down, in fact, the most effective way, is to simply rent a steamer, a wallpaper steamer. Not very expensive to rent. Certainly not the kind of tool you'd buy, but not expensive to rent. The steam will sort of permeate the surface of the wallpaper and get into the adhesive behind it, and then that, with some elbow grease and some scraping, is the easiest way to take the wallpaper down. Now, I didn't say it was easy. I said it was the easiest way. But if you're trying to take down wallpaper that's been painted, it gets a lot harder because the steam doesn't get through as much. And certainly if you're using another method, like if you're using one of these wallpaper remover solutions that sort of softens the adhesive, that doesn't work. If you're using one of these home solutions like fabric softener, by the way, it does work. But again, with the paint on top of it, not so much. I think the easiest way to remove this, Aaron, is to use a little handy tool called a paper tiger, which you run over the wall, and it puts little tiny holes, little perforations in the wallpaper, which helps that steam get behind it. Then apply the steamer and work with a wall scraper and strip it off. Now, once you get the wallpaper down, you're going to have some of that old adhesive on the wall. Get as much of it off as you can, and then prime the wall. Don't just paint over it. Use a primer, because that will seal in that old surface, whatever's on there, old glue, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you could put a flat paint on top of that. Don't use anything with a sheen, because with that wallpaper paste on it, it's all going to show through. It's to some extent. If you use anything that has a gloss to it, once the light hits it, you'll start to see all those imperfections. So prime it first, then use a flat paint on top of that, and you'll be good to go.
Did I ask you, as I'm listening to you, I can't remember whether we talked on the air, off the air, or at all, about the ceiling paint in my house coming off, peeling off the ceiling in a couple of bedrooms.
Yeah.
I was thinking at first there was a moisture problem, but we don't have there's no leakage anywhere, so what in the world would cause that?
How many, how old is this house? Has it had a lot of
house expanded? About 100, yeah. Over 100.
That's what I was afraid of. So sometimes what happens, Doug, is when you get multiple layers of paint over many years, the layers of paint start to essentially delaminate. They don't stick together anymore. And for whatever reasons, the corners, you probably have more expansion and contraction stress in there. And that's why they may start to peel and crack in those areas. When that happens, the only thing you can do is to strip off as much of that paint, scrape off as much of that loose paint as you can. Of course, you're probably going to still see some of the differences in layers of the paint. But again, if you use flat paint, that's really important. That flat paint does not reflect light. If you put anything with a sheen on it, you'll see every imperfection.
So flat paint after. What do they call it? The British love that semi-gloss, the hard
semi-gloss
look.
Yeah, I like but that's that. Okay for trim, but not for walls and ceilings.
Yeah,
and
if you get a regular, good quality, if you get a good quality paint, I remember that.
If you get a good quality paint, you could still wash it. There's such a thing as washable flat, you know, if you're worried about folks that have kids and that sort of thing.
Yeah. All right, Quickie from Molly, who has central air conditioning. The fan inside the home started making a lot of noise. Hear it all over the house. What's the problem?
Well, if you get a fan that starts to make a racket like that, there's a number of reasons, but generally it's caused by vibration. And that can happen when the fan is sort of caked with dirt or dust. That's forcing it out of balance. If it's an older fan, it has a loose belt. That's possible. Something could have gotten loose and sort of been rubbing against that. To get to the bottom of that, though, you do need to have an HVAC technician take a look at it. And now is the time to do that before it gets cold out. You're going to need to service the system for the pending winter months.
Don't say that, please.
Sorry.
Tom Kreiber, MoneyPit.com is their website.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.